Exclusive, Grenell, Trump Best President Ever for Gay and Lesbian Community. By Hannah Blow on October 10, 2020. President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Second Lady Karen Pence called leaders of Outspoken, a group of LGBT conservatives who gathered in Nashville, Tennessee, on Friday, to thank them for their support. Outspoken, a group of LGBT conservatives who support freedom and diversity of thought, tweeted a photo of members of the group receiving the special phone calls from the leaders. When asked about the event, former Acting Director of National Intelligence, DNI, Richard Grenell, the first openly gay cabinet member in U.S. history, told Breitbart News exclusively, "President Trump is the best president the gay and lesbian community has ever had. And his support in the gay community is the highest any Republican has ever seen," he continued. Vice President Pence and President Trump both spoke with conservative gay leaders this weekend and personally thanked them for their historic work to re-elect Trump Pence. U.S. Army veteran and author Rob Smith told Breitbart News that hearing from both the vice president and the president on the same weekend made him realize how important the mission is. "This is the strongest Republican administration in American history in so many different ways, but particularly in their embrace and acceptance of so many gay Republicans," he said. "The left want to continue to make being gay or lesbian a wedge issue, but that's no longer so. And it feels great." In a tweet on the event, Smith added that members of the LGBT community have the biggest ally in President Trump. "The phone calls are significant and forcefully beat back the lingering leftist narrative asserting that Trump and Pence, particularly, are homophobic or anti-LGBT." In August, the left-wing Human Rights Campaign, HRC, which has a history of brazenly erasing biological truths, declared Pence the worst vice president for LGBTQ people in modern history. In 2018, Brandon Wolf, vice president of the Drew Project, took the leftist rhetoric against the president and his administration up a notch, calling Trump and his administration homophobic psychopaths and stating that Pence would have us all in concentration camps hoping to pray away the gay if he took office. During an August appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, Grenell praised Trump for refusing to play identity politics. "The one thing I love about President Trump is he doesn't care about these issues," Grenell said. "He doesn't play identity politics. You know, somebody recently asked me how many gays and lesbians work in the Trump administration. I had to answer, I have no idea. I really don't know. This person said to me, well, there you go, that's the reason. Because we had 2,410 in the Obama administration, the Obama-Biden administration." I said, "I'd be pretty offended that I was on a list that says here's our gay and lesbian list. Thank God we don't keep a list," the former DNI director continued, praising Trump for hiring people based on who is best qualified for the job rather than race, gender, or sexual orientation. "Thank God we don't hire people because they come out of a box and say here is a black, here is a Hispanic, here is a gay person. President Trump. I know him well. He doesn't care about these types of issues," he continued. "They're irrelevant characterizations about someone. What is relevant is whether or not they can do the job. Listen." Breitbart Middle. Breitbart News Saturday, Richard Grenell, August 22, 2020. "I don't want to be the extra. I don't want to be taken out of the box every 4 years and be paraded around and sent out on a press release that says, here's our list," Grenell added. "I want to be the guy who's making the decisions at the table, and that's what Donald Trump allows us to do." In August, Trump thanked his LGBT supporters, responding to a video posted by the Log Cabin Republicans, the nation's largest Republican organization dedicated to representing LGBT conservatives and allies, which featured Grenell. In the video, Grenell praised Trump as the most pro-gay president in American history. Last month, Breitbart News spoke to a Trump supporter and self-described member of the LGBT community prior to Trump's rally in Jacksonville, Florida. She also countered the progressive narrative that Trump is taking rights away from the LGBT community. "People have been saying left and right that he's taking so many rights away from us. I'm a single lesbian mother in this community and in this country," Trump supporter Tony Ferraro told Breitbart News. "None of my rights have been taken. None of my rights have been taken from me to where I can't do what I do on a normal daily basis. It's not going to happen," she added.